Welcome back to Broken Confused Podcast. This is episode 23. We have a bit of a full house tonight. We have Alex Papalexio, who hasn't been here in a while.
I'm back.
And John Foggio.
Hey.
And we have Peter Nguyen.
I'm just here.
We have a guest co-host, and always here as usual is Marcus.
Well, you kind of have to be.
Well, yeah, I'm the one that's usually hosting, so. So yeah, it's impromptu podcast tonight. We weren't expecting to do one tonight, but we decided to do one. What have you guys been playing recently? Start with Peter.
Spider Solitaire. But literally, I haven't played anything, so.
John?
My world only contains two games, Warcraft 3 and Fire Emblem. Usually 7 or...
Oh, Fire Emblem is an awesome game.
7 or 6.
Yeah.
Me, I haven't been playing much except for one online game called League of Legends. Very addicting game. Without that, I haven't been playing anything else.
I haven't been playing too much recently. I've been playing Super Street Fighter on my 3DS. The Face Raiders, and just started on Kirby's Epic Yarn. But I will get to Donkey Kong Country Returns when I have a bit of time.
Yeah.
It's for the Wii.
Yeah, I know. It gets hard for, like...
After the first level, I heard, like, it starts...
You start dying. That's when you start dying.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah, since Alex has played part of it, and
I have finished it once it came, like, well, after a while it came out, but I stopped playing after since then, and I need to refresh my memory. I don't know anything about that.
And about that review.
Yeah, about the review. It's coming. It's coming. Just keep posted. You know.
Yeah, I've only played like the first world when I've tried it off of James's, but it's not bad. It does get difficult.
It does get increased. It gets exponentially difficult once you get to the end. You're just going to be dying every 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun game, though.
Yeah, I didn't get past
the... It balances out for people who are just miserable at the game. It'll have, like, a little cheat function. If you die 8 times, it will automatically show you how to beat the level.
Yeah, just like Super Mario Bros. Wii.
Really? I did not know that, because I kept dying on World...
World 1, Level 1?
No, actually, World 2, Level 2. So there was one right before the first
boss. If you beat it with that way, it doesn't show that you've beat the level. It just lets you pass it, and then you can come back on it again. When you're ready to go.
Yeah, there's one of those levels where you have that jump that you have.
There's a little pig waving a flag or something. Yeah. That's when it shows you how to beat the level.
It's not the most dignified way to beat a level if you're a seasoned gamer like most of us are.
I haven't used it. I know I've died like several hundred times, but I've refused to use the cheating thing. I'd rather beat it myself, just letting you know.
Yeah, didn't pick that up. I don't know if James knew about it either.
He probably knew about it at least.
I guess we'll move on to what's happening around the world. The PSN breach is still kind of pretty fresh in our minds, and it's still not online, which totally sucks. It's been down for, I think, about 3 weeks now. So what do you guys think about this breach that's happened, and Sony's taking a pummeling for it?
Sony's a joke for letting it happen.
They just screwed up big time. And I think the PSN's going to come back May 31st, 2012. Really, that's what I think. Just keep posted on that. Just the amount of time that my review will come in.
It's
sorry for the inconvenience. That's Sony's thing, whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty much what Sony's official statement is, even though they're giving credits for, like, 2 free games or something like that. Which doesn't really console the fact that...
That several million people have their identities at risk.
Yeah, 102 million people.
102?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, 77 from PSN, another, I think, 25 mil from Sony Online Entertainment, which totally blows on our side. But it kills Sony even more.
It'll be funny once if they go bankrupt because of this.
Funny thing,
$1 billion—that's like nothing for them.
You wish they would.
The funny thing is that $1 billion lawsuit was started by a Canadian.
Go Canada.
Yeah. Not exactly something to be proud of, but yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Kind of proves that Live is right now the better product.
Oh my god, I don't even start on Microsoft right now. I think it's just equally as bad.
No. At least Microsoft hasn't, other than the system, it hasn't screwed up this bad.
They did. Not this badly on the hacker level, but it went down 2007-2008-ish, from what I remember, for like a couple weeks.
It's nothing, but I did get hacked.
Just something not, that you just did.
This is something wrong with the system itself, not external sources.
Well, it's Microsoft. They're full of errors that they'll just screw before a hacker does, anyways.
The hacker error on Sony's part was Sony's fault. I
mean, Well, yeah,
because they're not Sony taking the precautions.
Yeah, they screwed up by having no firewall and outdated server software, which is a big mistake on their part.
I don't think if Microsoft started off as a computer company.
They did. Microsoft started off as a computer company.
So I don't see Microsoft making that kind of a mistake like Sony did, so...
Well, yeah, because they have so many errors that hackers don't have the time, don't have the chance to hack because they screw themselves up anyway.
Just let them run their business and they'll screw up any in the first place.
But still Microsoft will take a more priority over security than Sony would.
Yeah.
As we have a prime example right here.
Yeah, talking about Microsoft, they just bought up Skype for $8.5 billion. Which kind of blows because, like, Skype... at least was a semi-decent service.
But it's not like...
And a free service. I thought it was going to be free anymore.
They say they're going to try to keep it...
try.
Yeah, try
like
to keep...
Like Leo's try.
Yeah.
Attempt.
Attempt to keep it multi-platform and free, at least on the basic service, at least. Hopefully, they keep their promise. Although, knowing Microsoft, who buys up every competition they can...
And screw it up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can you really blame them for buying up the competition? I mean, they're killing
Well,
them.
They bought out Nintendo's Rare, which was Donkey Kong's franchise, Killer Instinct, so many Banjo-Kazooie, Conker, so many great games, and then they bought them out, and what did they do with it? Killed it. Because it's Microsoft.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, they buy pretty much any competition that they can. And, yeah.
I think that's just a business in general. Of course you're going to kill off your competition.
Mm-hmm. But it was a Nintendo's brand. It was like a second
like third,
party.
Like second party.
Second party company. I don't know why they sold it, but whatever.
Yeah, that's probably why we haven't seen too much of Donkey Kong recently.
Yeah. So yeah, I say Retro Studio. Retro Studio is the next best thing then. Because like, they did a good job with it. With Donkey Kong. But anyway, moving on.
Yeah, and let's see, what else is out there? Trying to think. The 3DS has been out for a month and a half. And, it's been a pretty good ride so far, besides a battery life, which is pretty horrible right now, 3 to 5 hours. And the stylus being at the back. I think those were the two problems I have with it so far. Besides that, it's been a pretty good system, month and a half for the 3DS, in my opinion.
I think it has more battery life on my iPhone 3DS. Like 3 to 5 hours. If I play like 3 hours on my phone, it's dead. So I think it's still better.
3DS is better than the battery life on this thing.
Yes. And maybe not the iPhone 4, but this one's a 3GS, which is horrible.
You got the 3G or the 3GS?
3G. I had the 3G, I got a 3GS. And still, battery life still sucks.
Yeah.
What were we saying?
Yeah, battery life.
Yeah, how's the Street Pass?
Street Pass, it's pretty good. I've gotten about 19 hits so far. 19 unique hits.
Does it mention if you hit the same person again?
Yeah, it does. Oh. It does. Like, it says, like, how many times you've met the person, like, bumped into a person through Street Pass. The Street Pass battles work as well for Street Fighter. Lost 3 and won 2, so... works. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever met the other person?
I've probably passed by and not noticed because like they're like random people in the street, which is the way it's supposed to work at least.
No, but have you met the same person the second time?
Not yet. Yeah, it's been a pretty good idea on Nintendo's thing.
I heard something about a firmware update that's, I don't know if it's been released already or not. Something about the eShop this May.
No, the eShop has been delayed, actually. That was the next thing I was going to talk about, actually. It's been delayed till June 6th for North America.
But did the update still come, though, for the 3DS?
No update until the 6th, yeah.
A delay, Sony style. Yeah.
Well, it's only a week. Technically, they said by the end of May, originally.
No, they originally said by the end of the week, and then they didn't call. They didn't.
The original statement was they're going to release the firmware update in May. Sometime in May. They never said exactly when in May.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay, so technically, yeah, technically
it's a week late. Yeah.
Okay. So false lies. I can settle with that. I'm like false lies from Sony. So it will be done by the end of the week, but no, it will be done by the end of the month. Of next year.
Yeah, and as a laugher in our chat room says, define me, if you bump into them again, they get stronger every time you come in contact with them. So if you bump into them the second time, they become like a level 2 warrior for find me. Like,
oh,
whatever.
Really?
Like,
that's interesting.
So, yeah, every time you bump into them, they're like a level higher. So that's definitely a...
Interesting.
Good thing.
Well, wouldn't that suck if you see them every day? You know,
level like 185. That would be pretty funny, but
yeah, it'll probably be happening within the next 6 months.
Yeah. Well, when the more of the good games start rolling out, more people will be having them. There'll be a lot more Street Pass encounters for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Level 185.
Level 185, noob, Leo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, apparently you can't. Laffer says a level there's a level cap at level 7, and his wife has and him have a 3DS each, and they already have like over 20 Street Pass connections already, so kind of sucks, but hey, it's still a neat idea with the Find Me dungeons, like dungeon crawling.
It is. Since it's a free software, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. And what's next on the agenda?
I guess that kind of ends what I have, at least, that I've come up in the last hour or two. This was a bit of an impromptu podcast, though. So if you guys have any other gaming tidbits you want to talk about?
Well, any other new 3DS games have been announced that are coming out?
Oh yeah, Ocarina of Time has a firm release date of June 16th. No, 19th, I think. 19th.
It's a Sunday, so Doug, I think it's...
Yeah, it's 19th.
Are you gonna get that?
Yes, for sure, on date. I'm gonna pre-order, actually. I don't want a Wii-peat.
Last time.
Yes, I waited 4 months to get a Wii. I've been trying every day since then to try to find a Wii and failed attempts each time.
Including that time when you went back to go get your wallet and the Wii walked out.
Interesting story with the Wii there. There was a day where I actually found the Wii, like, within, like, 3 months of the release. I was so happy. It was the last one on the shelf. But, unfortunately, I didn't have my wallet there on me. So, like, I asked the register if he could hold it on for me. So I'll be back in 5 minutes to get a wallet. And he said he couldn't do anything about that. You have to be as quick as possible. So I, like, flew out of the store, flew down home, came back. And just as I entered the building, I entered the electronics department. I see this Chinese guy walking out with the Wii I was going to buy. And that day, I died a little inside. Honestly. I was fuming. I actually wanted to kill someone, but no, I didn't. And that's the story. And then finally, I found 1 month later, just randomly, at a Best Buy, and then finally, I was able to play. Yeah, that took 4 months. Yeah, by the way, every day, daily searching of the Wii. So you know how committed I was.
That's a lesson.
Yes, a lesson hard learned. Yeah. No, but that was the only day I forgot my wallet, though. I always have it with me. I don't know why I didn't have it that day.
Yeah, the funny thing is that I did not pre-order at all, like Alex.
Yeah, this is the one reason I hate Marcus.
Yeah, first week, like this first Saturday after it released, I walk into an EB Games. It's pretty much like it's during Christmas season. It's like packed. I walk in and there's like one left, and I bought the last one. And Alex has been pissed off at me ever since that day for going into a random store and picking one up.
He walks in casually. Okay, let's see what's in here today. Yeah, because he's Chinese. That's he's the Chinese guy.
That's thanks, Alex. Thanks.
Just casually walks in. Oh, there's a weed. Okay, I'll happen to take it. Okay, I'll move on with my day. And then, okay, and there's some guy sweating his ass off, looking for the weed. And you see someone, like, you walk out with the weed that he was going to buy. And then, oh, my goodness. War is going to start.
This reminds me of the launch date for the Wii that when I got it, me and my brother head over to Best Buy. The line is packed. Of course, not going to get a Wii there. Head over to Future Shop. There's only 10 people in line. Pick up a Wii right there on launch date. People.
What the hell?
Yeah, they lined up at Best Buy, but they didn't line up at Future Shop.
Well, Best Buy is Future Shop. I don't get it.
Technically
they
same,
are,
like,
but they both.
Sister companies.
But I think they went with Best Buy because it's newer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They lined up at Best Buy, but they didn't line up at...
And there's a Future Shop just down the street? Or across the street?
Pretty much. I'm talking about...
Or around the corner, nearby?
We were talking about the Best Buy at Scarborough Town, and then went to the Future Shop on Kennedy and Lawrence.
Mm. Oh, it's quite a distance. Yeah, it was still, yeah.
Yeah, it's a couple flights, but
they're
not
quite
too
a bit
far
away.
But it would have been funny if they were, like, right across from each other. Like,
oh.
There's a whole giant line here, and just, like, a few people there.
Oh,
okay.
That's, like, the Eglinton Town Square.
Yeah.
There's...
Yeah.
They're within, like, blocks of each other.
So it isn't too hard to hunt something down if you know where to find it.
Yeah.
Unless you have bad luck.
And I've been hunting literally everywhere on the GTA, yes. The
Greater Toronto area. Since we are based in Toronto.
Yes.
Yeah. And, Star Fox, actually, is releasing on July 14th, I think. I know it's
Star Fox 64,
yeah.
3D one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the 14th. I know it's in mid-July for sure.
Is there an exact remake of the Star Fox 64 game? I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure they'll be adding like some extra content in there.
It's like the Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like some like spiff it up a bit and like
that'll be something to look forward to too.
Yeah.
I don't know, but Nintendo's a little bit disappointing with all the remakes.
Remakes are never as good as the original, though.
I mean,
so,
I'm
yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are kind of bashing Ocarina of Time because it does not look the way, like, N64 graphics has its own kind of charm to it, and if they change it up a bit, some people just don't like that kind of
change.
Yeah,
the purists out there,
yeah,
for games, at least.
But, like, I'm one of those purists, but, like, it really doesn't bother me, like, because like, the sound is completely the same, I think. I don't think it's...
I think they'll probably up-res the sound even a bit.
Yeah. But like the way it's neat, like the meaty kind of sound is still gonna be there.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be like orchestrated or anything. So that they're trying to keep it as as the same as possible, but still make it look
like
fresh.
Spice it up a bit,
yeah.
But not.
So like visually, it looks the same, and I mean graphically it's better, but visually it looks the same. That's the point.
Yeah, the same
line.
Type of graphics. Like,
yeah.
Although it's like they up the saturation a bit, smooth over the jaggies.
Is it?
I noticed they removed the tree root right in Hyrule Field, right outside Lost Woods. Like, it always blocks your horse when you're trying to ride.
Yeah,
so they took that out, so they took a little things like that.
Yeah, they just
so
made
it a
smoother
make
it
a
game.
Smoother, yeah.
They made it a smoother game.
Wait, is it going to be based on the first version of it or the second one? Because you know...
Both. The Ocarina of Time, right?
I know, but you know in the Ocarina of Time, in the versions after the gold, you know that there have been minor edits, like... The change to the Fire Temple music.
Oh, yes. That's what I wanted them to keep it that way, but I don't understand why it's like so offensive to, like, what was it, the Muslim community, or...
It was Gothic chanting, pretty much. I don't know.
I think they heard some kind of actual words that are used in chants.
I think it said, like, something, Ganondorf and death, I don't know. There was something.
If it was like, oh, wow, it would have been so much deeper.
I think there would have been
a darker story.
I think there would have been some reference to death in there. I'm not sure. But
if anything, reference to death should be in the Shadow Temple, but yeah.
Yeah, that and, you know, they took out the coughing out blood in the final scene with Ganondorf on top of that, too.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah, they took out the blood after the gold version.
That's not fair. And he's also green blood, like, so he's not really human, or maybe Gerudo just have green blood. That's about it.
What are we talking?
Maybe.
What is he, an alien now? Because this reminds me of...
Gerudos. Because Gerudos are a race that one man is born every 100 years, and that man is the king. So Gerudo is just not human. He's just a desert guy with green blood.
Yeah, but every time I think about green blood, I'm thinking about Perfect Dark and that
Oh yeah.
And Elvis the alien when you kill him, green blood.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know. It just seemed.
Well, those are like minor changes.
Those are minor changes, but they still like spark some sort of interest. I mean.
Yeah, because I remember playing N64, and then I played the newer version. I noticed that the fire temple doesn't sound the same. Like I never knew it was chanting at the time, but I just obviously knew the difference. I noticed it, but
yeah, because yeah. if you don't own the gold version, yeah.
You wouldn't know.
You would.
Oh, I want that gold version, but now on eBay goes to like $1,000 plus to get it.
I think I found one up in Pembroke for like $70. I didn't
really.
Yeah.
Really?
With the manual.
You mean in the box? If the box.
No box. No box. It had the manual.
Ooh, I actually have that version at home. That's why I'm making a comment.
You have it?
I have the original.
Can I buy off you for $70? Gold. I'm not gonna make money off it, I just want it. Jesus, I would be willing to pay like 100 or something, but.
You know, drop by and I'll show you what I mean about the fire temple.
Oh my god, forget that.
Maybe if I dig it up, I'll show you what I mean about the fire temple.
Yeah.
But you've probably seen the videos about the original.
No, I played the original, I played the gold version.
Yeah.
I never had it.
Oh, you got one of like the 1.2 or 1.4 version.
Oh yeah, there's a way to know which one. Yeah. I don't know, forgot what it was. You can access the debug menu in the game and it'll tell you what's the actual version.
Yeah, but if you don't have the original version, it's because of the gold. Because anything after the gold version, the changes will be minor.
Yeah. I think that's about it. Is there,
I think that's the end of our podcast. So we'll see you at the end of May. So this is the end of our episode 23.
Yeah, pretty much.